All right, guys. As far as the injury report, Benny still did not practice. Jeff Hireman was limited, did some today. Ty was limited. Brick French was limited. Everybody else was full. Bibbs, Wynn, Ware, Garcia, and Weems. That's where we're at. I don't know. It's not till tomorrow. Greek's the lister. Y'all go ahead. Yeah.
Big picture, Coach, just the mood of the team right now as you get.
Yeah, it's really good. We've had a good week, and you know, our preparation was such leading up to this week that we kind of knew exactly how we're going to bring our team along, you know, and stuff. But it's been a good week and good focus, good practice. Got a couple of guys we're going to make some decisions on between now and game day, but I like our work.
Gary Payton's obviously a different animal at the line of scrimmage. How much freedom do you give Trevor on Thursday, and what does he earn?
Well, we have to give him freedom. You know, we've got to let him play. I mean, obviously, when you're talking about a Hall of Famer, that package may be a little bit bigger, you know, but Trevor's a smart kid. That's one of the reasons he's got himself in this position, too, because he's able to handle a lot. So, yeah, it's going to be up to him to make sure he gets us in the right situations, and we also got to help him, too, and try to keep him in the right situations.
And what has Matt done for him in front?
Paradis?
Yeah, Paradis.
Paradis has become a leader on our team. You know, I think Matt played every snap of our season last year, the only player to do that. And he's becoming a really good player. He understands fronts, understands what's going on. So, you know, it's a nice guy to have, you know, to pull the ball from every play when you're working with a guy like that.
What do you see on film from Carolina's rookie corners?
Well, they're going to play their defense, you know. I mean, it's kind of like us. We got a rookie quarterback, you know, in a lot of ways, you know. But we're going to go run our offense. So, you know, their defense – one of the tops in football last year. I told you guys their front seven's as good as I've ever coached against. So, you know, we've both got some young players heading out there Thursday night, but it's about the team. You know, we got to stay focused on our team.
You're the hype of kicking off the season here, getting the primetime game, the Super Bowl rematch. Yeah. Is there anything you need to tell your team about? Trying
well, we really don't get into that. You know, it's game one of this season, you know, and we get 16 shots. And obviously it's a big game against a tremendous opponent that we're going to have to play special. You know, that's what it's all about. So obviously it's very exciting for Denver, for our fans and everybody. But we just really try to stay focused one day, one game at a time.
Ron was saying yesterday that he feels like he's a new Bond. Have you seen a change in
Who
him?
Said that? What did he say?
Bond Miller.
Vaughn said he sees a new Bond.
He's talking about himself?
Yeah.
third person.
He does third person now.
It's an Aggie for you. No, Vaughn's been great. You know, he's obviously been asked a little bit more from a leadership standpoint. I think he's embraced that. You know, me and Pug were talking, walking on the field today about how focused. I made a comment to Pug. I said, boy, he's really focused this week. And Pug said he's been focused all camp. So, yeah, Vaughn's done a great job. You guys really look up to him.
It does seem striking, the difference between the two teams. They're starting at two rookie corners, and you got guys making a lot of money, and you ask a lot of your cornerbacks, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what do you say about that, just the difference in philosophy there?
Well, I don't know, Mike. I mean, it's still, you know, I think we've got a lot of Pro Bowl and great players on the back end because of how well our front plays, too, you know, and how well we played last year and making people get rid of the ball. So, I mean, those things go hand in hand, you know, defensively. You know, people have different schemes, you know, four-man front, three-man front. Is there a four-man defensive team or a three-man front team? So, you know, the bottom line is, can you stop people? And they've done a good job of that, and we have, too. So, two good defensive football teams.
They forced turnovers last year a lot. Did they do it because they fooled people, or what?
Is that an alarming rate? Well, I think it's because of the pressure they can put on you. And when you go back and look at them last year as a team, they were the fastest starting team in football, played with a lot of leads, started very fast. If you get behind this team and get in trouble and they know you got to sit back there and throw the ball, you're going to have a tough time. So, I mean, that's something they did extremely well last year.
Have you talked to the team at all about maybe keeping emotions in check? Like, it's week one, it's a big game.
Oh, hell, I want them emotional. They work hard to be emotional, you know. I mean, they pay the price all week long, and trust them and let them play. And our guys are guys that, you know, usually if they're not talking a little bit, there's something wrong. So want them to be themselves and go play and have fun.
Coach, have you been surprised how fast Janovich has come along, or did you know looking at him at Nebraska that he would be able to
I've been excited about how he's come along, I guess the best way to put it. You know, Andy's a good-looking young player. You know, he's starting to see a lot of things now, so he's going to only get better. The question for us was size, and could he hold up? And he's held his weight and done a good job with that. He's played really, really well for Joe. So, you know, he's something different on our team this year, but it's a nice fit.
Gary, Hireman doing – I mean, some time in the offseason? Did he do enough this week?
I mean, he can if he can play, if he's 100%, he's fine as far as his assignments and all those things. So, you know, I think the move today gives us a chance. We'll see. So.
You were super careful with DeMarcus in the offseason. How do you think that's panned out?
Well, I mean, it wasn't so much us being cautious as just having to deal with a few things, you know. And, I mean, Marcus has played in enough football games that, you know, it was more important that he got healthy than anything else. I think you got to give him and Greek the credit. You know, he put a plan in place when we came back for camp. The question was, could he get to opening day? And he probably not only got to opening day, he probably could have played a little bit last week if we wanted him to. So, you know, he's been good, and I know he's really excited to get back on the field.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
You got the schedule in April. How often can you say you worked on this Carolina week, this game, in the past few weeks, few months?
Well, I mean, I think anybody in pro football, when you get your schedule, as far as your early season opponents, you're able to get a little bit of a head start, you know, just naturally. But, you try to stay focused on yourself through OTAs and camp. And, you know, then we tried to gear ourselves the last 2 weeks toward Carolina because we didn't play our guys much last week. So I think that's pretty consistent around the league.
Okay,
you have a good day.